I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The sole survivor of yesterday's plane crash in the Indian Ocean is flying home to France tonight. Her name is Baya Bakari. She's 14 years old. She was on the Yemenia jet en route from Yemen to the Comoros Islands. Bakari managed to survive by hanging on to some plane wreckage until rescuers arrived. Her only injuries were cuts and a fractured collarbone. French official Alain Joyandet says the girl demonstrated incredible strength.
Elle est en bonne forme. Elle a eu un courage extraordinaire puisqu'elle est restée plus de 12 heures accrochée à un débris d'avion.
He says she's okay. She had amazing courage because she clung to a piece of debris for more than 12 hours in a rough sea. Psychologically, she's doing as best as can be expected. She lost her mother on the plane, but she'll see her father in Paris tomorrow. Her father, Kassim Bakari, says that he was stunned to hear that his daughter survived the crash.
Je lui ai demandé comment c'est passé. Il a dit, papa, on a vu l'avion. Il est tombé dans l'eau. Je me trouvais.
I asked her what had happened, and she said, Daddy, we saw the plane falling into the sea. I found myself in the water. I heard people talking around me, but I was in the dark, so I couldn't see anything. And Daddy, I can't swim well, but I grabbed onto something. I'm not sure what.
The official, Alain Joyandet, says Baya told doctors that she heard a loud bang just before the plane fell into the ocean. The French transport minister says France has banned this specific jet from its airspace after inspectors discovered problems with it back in 2007. Kassim Bakari says he's upset that Yemeni authorities didn't ground the plane as well.
Il savait très bien que l'avion volait de Sanaa. Il savait très bien qu'il volait. Je sais pas d'où.
They knew this plane was being used in Yemen, but they did nothing. If it was forbidden to fly to France, why was it allowed to fly elsewhere?
A Yemenia airline official says that the aircraft was regularly maintained and inspected, and that the crash had nothing to do with maintenance. He also said that the accident was out of anybody's control. But some Comoran nationals in Paris don't agree. Today they formed a human chain at Charles de Gaulle Airport to stop passengers from checking into another Yemeni flight. One protester said, "We don't want any more flying coffins. We don't want Yemeni anymore." About 60 passengers did not check in. Another 100 did board the flight. It took off as scheduled.